Cal, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can, Joe. You're coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, your camera is adjusted where it cuts off right at basically the bottom of your nose. And like last night, we couldn't tell if you were talking or what. Is there any way to adjust the camera a little bit farther down? So, yeah, there you go. Thank you. Okay, I can't hear you because you're muted.
I got my hands full. I'm sorry. Can you see? Yeah, you can see now. I'm okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Much better.
And I can see my screen too, so yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Very good.
Hey Joe.
Yeah.
If are you on your phone or your computer?
I'm on my laptop computer, the city computer. Okay.
So if you use your space bar, you can, when you want to speak. So right now I'm going to mute you.
Okay.
And try using your space bar and hold it down while you're talking, and then let go of it when you're done.
Okay. Testing. How do you hear me, Karen? Am I coming through? Now I'm going to lift.
Okay, that worked great. So I think that if you could use that for when you speak, that way it automatically mutes you when you lift up your space bar.
Okay. The proper way to use the hand signal on the Zoom app, you know, I don't want to just interrupt during certain segments. And is it appropriate to use the lift the hand part of it then instead of the space button?
Lifting the hand helps a lot because then for us, we see who raises their hand and it puts them in order at the top of our screen. And then that way we can just call on you when your time comes, basically. So if you leave your hand up, we will lower your hand and you'll get a little notification, I think, when we lower your hand.
Okay, I have another question for you. I have an amendment I'd like to make to the travel resolution CY 2013. I have it written up by hand here, and I've also written an email. Is it appropriate that when I get a chance to speak, once I'm done with my what I have to say, can I present the amendment, the suggested amendment? It's just one sentence.
Yeah, that would be fine. It really helps to have those amendments in writing, especially for these Zoom. So do you know how to use the chat? I don't know. Joe, did you hear me? He might have fallen off.
Hi, y'all.
Are
Hi,
you
Brittany.
Now?
So I do have my email open in a different screen, so I can look at it tonight. If you don't know how to use the chat, I can walk you through that another time. But there is a chat function, and you can chat with me privately. And then that way I can have your motion in writing and I can share the, you could also share it with Cal privately, but that way he can have an opportunity to read it out loud.
Okay, I hope I've got that. I will, first I'll send you the email so that you have the email. It has basically a statement I want to make, and then I will, you don't want me to write the, my proposed amendment on chat, do you?
Well, if you do it on chat, send it privately. So there's an option to send it to everyone or just me and Cal.
Okay, I'll have to find this private part then.
Well, I do have my email open in a separate window. It's just hard to have all these things on one little screen, but I can, we can make that work too.
I might be able to help Joe figure out the private thing while we're waiting here.
Well, this is
Sorry, go ahead, Kyle.
I just wanted to mention too, for Joe's amendment, to make sure it's regarding the right version, because there's the version that was published in the version that's in our work package, which was the version that's already been signed and published. And then there's these various drafts that Shelley's been sending around. So make sure that your amendment is for the right version of the resolution that's on the table being discussed. So that's, I'll try to help you with the, with you too, Joe. So.
Joe Clark, would you like help trying to figure out the private chat?
Karen, I found the private where I can just send it to you. So I'll just write it up really quick and send it to you.
Okay, thanks everybody. I'm going to call us back into order from recess. Karen, did you want to take a quick roll call? Make sure everybody's here.
Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Here.
Councilmember Clark?
I'm here.
Mayor Kasput?
Here.
Councilmember Vander Zanden?
Here.
Councilmember Warner?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Councilmember Owens?
Here, and Madam Clerk, I'm borrowing Colleen Stansbury's laptop, so you'll see me logged in as Colleen Stansbury.
Great, I was wondering where you were. All right, we have 7 members present and a quorum exists.
Okay, thank you, Karen. Before we get started, I wanted to amend my frontline workforce COVID thanks. I forgot a few people last night. Beverly McGee and Toshua Parker of Toshco and Trish Dawson of Seaplanes should have been mentioned as well as being those frontline workers helping us through this crisis. Anyway, with that, I'm going to continue with public comment. Where we left off, we were right in the middle of public comment on CY20-13, our rule regarding travel into and out of Gustavus. So with that, I will ask for any additional public comment.
Hello?
Go ahead if you can introduce yourself for the record. So Karen gets you down and go.
Hi, this is Tom Tradewish. I spoke to Fish and Game. I spoke to 3 or 4 different people at Fish and Game about what kind of restrictions there were for some of the fishing industry. And as far as for like the charter boats, I think Travis hit it on it last night. They, you know, if you're going to open your lodge or be a guide, you have to go through. There are there's a whole part of, I think it's under the section 12. But what I got out of the phone calls today was that sport fishing or guide services, I believe, are kind of deemed essential, like commercial fishing. But that the city has the ability to further restrictions on travel and quarantines and that sort of thing. So it's up to the individual small towns like Kuna or Gustavus. And that one of the explanations I got for that being so is that one example would be people could fly into a sport fishing lodge in a remote place where there is no town. And, you know, if they go through their protocol for doing it, if everybody in the group is COVID free and they choose like flying in to Ketchikan and then flying to Waterfall Fishing Resort, they don't go into the town of Craig, and therefore they're not impacting the town of Craig. So City of Craig wouldn't have the necessity to limit their travel. So that kind of helped me understand that the, and then the other part is there may be people who, you know, say live in Juneau and want to go down and hire a Juneau guide, you know, a charter boat out of Juneau, well, because they're local and they just want to go fish and they don't have any other way to go out, which is, I mean, the Fish and Games sport fish, people that I talked to said that they, sport fish is open. They are not encouraging or discouraging people, but they are leaving it open as long as you go through all the hoops and procedures. So that was pretty reasonable to me. I was curious about whether the lodges are going to be able to, or the sport fishing lodges would be able to open if we choose to keep the restrictions where they have to self-quarantine, you know, as the, say, the charter boat operator gets to town, and then 2 weeks later they don't have clients, and then his clients come into town. Well, if they pick them up at the airport, they all have to quarantine for 2 weeks, was my understanding, and then they can go fishing, but they can't come into town, they can't go to the store, they can't go get fuel until they quarantine for 2 weeks. So that if the city chooses to continue those stringent or make those stringent rules. So that's what I learned today. If anybody has any questions, I can try to answer them, then I'll be done.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Is there any questions on the part of the council to clarify any of the information that Tom presented?
Oh, watch out.
Okay, that looks good. Any other public comment? Okay, anybody else for public comment on CY 20-13?
Hey, Cal, this is Travis. Can I jump in?
Go ahead, Travis. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I can't raise my hand because I'm a co-host, so I don't get that option. Thank you guys again for continuing listening to everybody talk about this. I just want to throw my few cents in on stuff that, thank you, Tom, for everything that you got, because you made it through a phone tree that I wasn't able to get through, but I was probably trying to call the higher ups than you got. So thanks for getting some people. I did contact, I talked to Craig, emergency manager today, their planner, and got some really good information about what they're doing and what they're planning on doing. And, you know, they've had a couple cases in the last few days pop up in their community. And it was really interesting to talk to them on what they're doing and what's changed and hasn't changed in their operations since they've got cases. But anyways, to make this a little short, is that they are similar in the similar boat with a lot of charter operations coming in from out of town. They are going to on Thursday pass a resolution or a ordinance or something that basically covers attachment B word for word. They just rewrote it into their format to make those people that are going to come into town, jump through all the hoops, make sure that they are responsible for their people, make sure that they're responsible for having medical equipment and bringing some of that stuff in to help relieve the smaller communities and the smaller places. There's lots of towns around Southeast Alaska that are calling in and asking these questions on what the charter operations are going to look like for their communities, because they're scared of having people come in and fish plants in general. Thank God we don't have one of those. I'm in huge support of adopting that whole attachment and making them really come up with good plans that not only the state but the city has to approve, and hold them to that. If they follow that through and we had a 4th of July event for some reason, it says that they can't even participate in those type of functions. So it really restricts their movements and what they can do. It even makes it if they're fishing boat captain is a local and they go out fishing, they have to quarantine after every trip that they go out after, for the most part. On top of that, when we start bringing allowing more and more people to come into town, I just want everybody to really remember on how that impacts our very, very, very small medical system that we have in our community. We don't, this is a healthcare crisis, and our role in this crisis as a community is to flatten the curve and to really educate and stop the hospitals from getting overcrowded. And if we start allowing one person in with a COVID case, we've already allowed too many in to our community, and that's already flooded our system. If for some reason our EMS system had to respond to one of those patients and got all tied up into this mess, we're looking at, between anywhere between 2 and 6 people that are going to have to quarantine outside of their families, just locals that are going to have to quarantine away from their families, and we'll have to rent a house or rent something to allow our people to quarantine and get tested to make sure we're bringing that home. So there's a lot of little tiny things that I'm going to be looking at over the next week, and cost that this, by having a COVID case that our EMS department has to respond to, and how that really impacts us. So I'm going to be working on that over the next week and really seeing what that does to us. Also, remember, we only have one nurse that's hired by search in this town. If Lisa gets sick for any reason, even if it's something not COVID, it's going to take 3 days at minimum, probably, just to get a replacement into town. That's 3 days without any healthcare, real healthcare stuff. Dr. Vaught's not here this year to help cover those days where she's gone. So we really have to think about our healthcare system and what we have here, and how that can get depleted really fast. So I'm in huge support of making it as strict as possible and sending out those letters to communities and to other people to just hope that they don't want to bog down our healthcare system and make our volunteers live in this limbo area of, should I go on a call or not go on a call to help out our community? So I have a lot of those questions sometimes. So I'm trying not to waste your guys' time too much, because I'm sure there's other people, but please make the right decision, council, and help our healthcare system and help all of that slow down. So thank you.
Is there any question? I just wanted to make sure, is there any clarifying questions from the council for Travis? Okay, I saw Amy, you were coming off and on. Do you want to say something? Amy, did you have a comment? Okay, Colleen's computer, I think that's you, Shelley. Did you have a question?
A question. Well, well, actually, this is the real Colleen. I'm sorry, we're sharing a laptop. Her laptop crashed right before the meeting. So my comment is to echo Travis's concerns and comments and to encourage you to use the strictest language possible to keep businesses, particularly with out-of-state clients and tourists, and away from here as long as we can. We have a COVID travel advisory document that will be discussed later. I am in tremendous support of that, plus the cover letter that I believe Councilman Taylor wrote, that I would encourage you, Mr. Mayor, to sign this and for us to get it in the mail to these businesses as soon as we can. Because we need to discourage these folks from coming here, from ever getting here, really. So I'm just going to say one little thing that was quite striking to me, and I think it is very, very salient to the discussion of trying to restrict travel, which I know people feel their civil rights are being trampled. And I just say, you know, we all drive on the right-hand side of the road. We you know, don't buy alcohol till we're 21. There's a lot of civil rights that we just agree are in the best interest of the whole. So I don't like the numbers around COVID because the COVID numbers change all the time. But I will say this. So there tonight they said there was 17 COVID cases in Juneau. I read on the public health website where 9 COVID cases in Juneau were traced back to 1 COVID carrier. So 1 COVID carrier, it did not say if this was a traveler, but 1 COVID carrier produced 9 cases, 9 positive COVID diseases. That's what we're looking at here. It's an odds game, it's percentages. The less people we have coming into this town, the less likely we are to have to deal with COVID here in Gustavus. And we have that opportunity to do everything we can in our power to do that. I believe it's what the public is asking this council to do. I believe it's the right thing to do, because when we get on the other end of this, if we haven't done everything we can do, and there are fatalities, that's just an awful thought. So I'm asking you to please do the right thing. Thank you.
Okay, any clarifying questions for Colleen from the council? Okay, it doesn't appear to be any questions. I do have a hand up for Leah. I'll lower your hand. Go ahead, Leah.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay, good. I also wanted to echo the previous comments in the necessity to reach out to the businesses that are planning on coming in. There are, I don't know if this has already been said, that I was late joining the meeting, but there are 26 businesses, some of which are quite large, bringing in, you know, large amounts of employees, waiting to come into Gustavus to work. And I feel that it's very important to have a letter from the city on behalf of the city of Gustavus to express to these people their empathy and our understanding of the necessity of their business. But I think it's really important to let these people know the details of our vulnerability and our healthcare limitations, and give them the knowledge of why the restrictions into Gustavus are being held, because I think they're feeling that they want to get their business going. They're thinking about their economy. They're thinking about their employees. And I don't know if they really have a good understanding of what our ability to deal with a situation would be. So I think, you know, emphasizing the vulnerability of Gustavus, the size and the size of our medical system and what that would mean if there was an outbreak, may give them a better understanding of why we're asking them to consider staying at home until situations have made an improvement, until we have a better handle of the virus. So I think in that letter, not only should there be strong language, but there should be knowledge of why we're asking for the mandates to be maintained. That's it. Hello?
Cal, you're muted.
Sorry, there was a phone number on here who was unmuted. I wanted to know if you wanted to speak. It ended in 5015.
Yes, hello. This is Naomi Sundberg calling.
Go ahead with your testimony, please.
Thank you. And I thank you all for having this meeting and taking this very seriously. I also want to thank our healthcare workers and fire department for their knowledge and dedication and the fact that they are on the front line. And when people start getting sick, hopefully that won't happen, but we all realize the threat we are under. We need them, and we need for them to stay safe and have the supplies and equipment they need. And I think we need to listen to their advice, and we need to support what they are asking for. I think they are the experts, and we need to listen to them. I think tighter restrictions buy us time, keep the curve from spiking up to a point that overwhelms our community, our little health system. I think we can relax later, but we can't think that we can tighten things up later. It will be too late. COVID comes into the community that is isolated like Gustavus in a person on a plane or a boat, most likely, when they arrive. And I also just want to echo what Colleen and Travis have said, that we've got this window to restrict travel now. The longer we wait, the higher the risk that it will show up. And I too urge you to enact and write letters and, yes, right. My husband is adding a few things to me. Or talking to me, sorry. But anyway, I just want to thank you and urge you to take the action and have very restrictive measures at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for the testifier? Okay, Travis, I see your check mark again. Did you have something to add?
Nope, that was a miss hit, sorry.
Okay, thanks, Travis. Is there any other public comment on this agenda item. It's CY 20-13, our rule regarding travel into and out of Gustavus.
Yeah. Can you hear me? This is Jim Kearns.
Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, good. So you can hear me. Now, if I read it right, it says that we want to continue till June 8th, right? Is that correct?
What's the current?
I read that in the agenda there, it said from the 13th to June 8th, and then they would take a look at it, reevaluate it then again. And so I'm just wondering if I'm correct on that or what. We just barely got on here.
Okay. Jim is asking a really good question. And I think his confusion stems from the myriad of versions of this resolution that have been circulated. What's on the table right now is the version that we passed a couple of weeks ago, and that is effective through April 28th. There was this clause in there about us reevaluating on April 11th, and that's kind of what this is all about, is that reevaluation. And there has been, quite a bit of public comment up till now to extend that well past April 28th, at least. And then, like I said, I have to apologize to the folks out there in the on the internet that there's been various versions circulated around, but the one we're working off right now is the one that was signed and implemented a couple of weeks ago, and it appears in our work packet that's on your screen right now. So go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry. That was a long-winded explanation, but I don't want to take any of your time.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to, no one wants to have sick, and actually all of the things that have been said have been absolutely right on. However, I think we need to be not too aggressive in extending. I think we need to reevaluate regularly, like maybe every couple weeks, to see where we stand, because indeed it would have a big impact on a lot of people's economy, you know, not just the people coming in, but those that live here as well. So I'm just wondering if you might consider having a way, if you extend it, which is way good. You know, it's very reasonable and actually is the right choice, is to extend it, but to have an idea of when to extend it, and maybe look at like the one I saw in one of the agendas in the meeting said it was going to extend from the 13th to the 8th. And so if we're not talking about that one, I'm just saying, let's reevaluate. Let's see if you can reevaluate every once in a while. So April 28th, and then let's reevaluate at that point and say, where do we stand now? How is this working? Is it getting any better? Are we still at risk? What's the state doing? And then if we need to reevaluate or need to extend it from there, then we say, okay, let's go till May 15 and see what it's looking like then. And then maybe go to June 1 and see what it looks like then, and see if there's a way that people could have some part of their business work maybe towards the end of the summer, and just kind of evaluate it that way. So that's what I'm just recommending, is that we definitely want to extend it, but let's make some reevaluation points so we can say, do we need to, is it still going? Is it something that we need to consider still, or can we, can we start looking at a little less of a restriction because it's not progressing as much as it was before? Anyway, that's my comment. Thank you.
Oh, Okay, is council any clarifying questions for Jim? Okay, doesn't.
Yeah, this is Shelley.
You have a clarifying question for Jim? Shelley, you have a clarifying question for Jim?
Not a question, but a response to help clarify for him. Shall I go ahead?
I want to caution the council against entertaining discussions during public comment. That's not the purpose of public comment. Purpose of public comment is to hear from the public, not to enter into discussions with them.
Then why do you ask if there's any questions?
Do you not want to hear my response?
Do you have a clarifying question for Jim?
I have a clarifying answer.
Go ahead.
Okay, last night when we reviewed, I think it was CY Resolution 2012, I think that was the one that we extended to July 1st, and the same discussion came up about extensions and reevaluations, and I believe it was Councilman Taylor that said, extend to July 1. We have two general meetings between now and July 1, one in May, one in June, the second Monday of each month. And at any time, we can also call a special meeting and do a reevaluation as needed. So there will be opportunities for us to continually reassess our progress and to make any changes.
Okay, any other public comment on CY20-13?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay, go ahead, identify yourself and continue, please.
Thank you. This is Lori Trummer. I guess I had a very similar question or comment as Jim did, Jim Kearns did, and he covered a lot of it. And I guess as I'd like to know what Colleen and Travis feel about that, about a date at this point, like you did yesterday on the previous mandate, a kind of a big date like July 1st, or kind of what Shelley was just sort of suggesting. I'm not sure that she had a date, but she had a kind of a rolling, we have potential to reassess, which is true. I kind of like to know from Travis and Colleen during this period of time what their comments are, and I am coming in and out of Zoom, so it's very difficult to get a stable connection for myself. I suspect other people are having similar problems because not all of us have stable internet in this town. So I really would appreciate if Mayor Caspit can be very patient with people. Be very patient with all of us as we try to understand this technology. And this community needs to talk about COVID-19. And if this is our opportunity to do it, please be patient with the rules and suspend them as much as you are capable of doing, which as mayor, you're very capable of suspending rules to be able to let people talk. We need to talk about this and we need to have a forum, and this is our forum, and you're really not giving us even this forum to talk much of the time, because you're cutting things off and you're not giving public time to comment in last night's meeting. And it's just a frustrating time for everyone. And I feel for you, I feel for all council members, and I feel for anybody else who's on this call, which I think is dozens and dozens of people. And we're there because we care. So let us talk. Thank you.
Well said. Well said.
I don't know.
Mr. Mayor, this is Colleen.
Should we let her talk? Is that what he said? He doesn't like discussion.
Mayor, you're on mute. If you'd like to recognize Colleen Stansberry, please do so.
Yeah, I'm having problems too with this technology. Okay, Colleen, I notice you have your hands up, but there were other people that haven't testified yet that want to testify. Can I ask you to try to come be anyway, there's other people who need to testify, and so go ahead.
I understand. Keep it short. So just in response to both Jim and Lori, the public health part of me says this thing's not going away soon. If you look around the world at the people, they peaked, but as soon as they start opening things up, they have a second wave. So that part of me is not optimistic that we're going to have a season, Jim, but I feel that going to July 1st allows people to make some plans, and monthly or sooner, if we get a vaccine or something like that happens, then the city, we all want to open up. I mean, we all want to do better business. We all want to have a season. So I really don't think that's too much of a worry. But the public health side of me says it's going to be 6 months before we do anything at all.
Okay,
we have
Kimber on, and Amy, and Jim
comes. Okay, let me write those down. Kimber, who? Amy.
Jim Prince was unmuted.
Okay.
And we also got Jane only now.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to get the list of folks down here who are down on the list who wanted to comment. I've got, first on my list is Kimber. I'm sorry if I'm not going and how long you've been waiting, but I've got Kimber first. Kimber, did you want to say something?
Hang on. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yep, we got you.
Okay. Thank you. God, I hate sounding like a commercial. I have a pretty significant business here, and I have zero hope for a season this year. At all. And my season runs almost up to November, not necessarily here, but up and down the coast. I can't even bring my boat up. I can't even come through Canada until July 1st. So I have to, because my boat's in Washington. So, and then my crew has to be, quarantined for 2 weeks before they come, at least currently. And so when they come up here, they're fine. But then I don't want to have them exposed to anything that's going on either. So I agree with everybody. But what I would like is a week-to-week update on what the city is thinking, because I have to think a month ahead of time. If I could save a month of my season, I could survive. If I can't save a month of my season, you know, well, I'll be on unemployment like everybody else. So I just really want you to consider about keeping communications very concise and very clear and very timely, because of the fact that many of us have to plan 2 to 3 weeks out. And like I say, I don't think it's going to happen this year. I actually don't think it's going to happen in the spring either. I think this is here until at least until a vaccine.
Okay, any clarifying questions for Kimber? Okay, next on my list is Amy. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we do.
Can you hear me?
We hear you.
It's a miracle. Oh, yay. Okay, so I kind of concur, you know, I'm not planning on having a season at all. And so partly because, of course, the park services are shut down and independent travelers want to go up bay at a reasonable price. The boat's not going to be running. So smaller guys here are pretty much not planning on opening. My concern, I guess, would be, of course, bringing the virus in. That's one reason why we all need to shut down and wait until this is over. So I haven't been able to hear the rest of the conversation. I just came in, so I'm probably gonna say something that's already been covered, but I would like to say that at least we need to wait as long as possible. If we're talking about July 1st, that's good. Because I'm very concerned about any of the, especially like the sports fishing lodges coming in week by week with all these people. That's a big issue, I would say. And so I just want to put my 2 cents in, that the longer we can wait and reevaluate as needed. And I do agree with Lori that we need to keep the conversation going, and we need to be appraised of the conversation at all, however possible, by the city council, keeping us all in the conversation. And I appreciate you having us in this conversation, although the technology is just mind-boggling for all of us, I think. So, yeah, thank you. That's what I wanted to say. I appreciate keeping this closed, keeping our city closed until we know better. So, thank you. That's it.
Okay, any questions for Amy from the council? Clarifying questions for Amy from the council? Okay, next on the list, I have Jim Kearns. You wanted to speak again?
Did you get my name again?
Yeah, the clerk said that you had come off mute, and I thought maybe you wanted to speak.
Oh, if I can just ask one thing, and that would be, are you talking about doing this till July 1 or what? Because that didn't sound like what you said, and that's not what that agenda thing said in the, or that one that I saw the agenda. So last night, did you do something that said we're going to have these things? Was the resolution passed that we're going to have this in place until July 1?
I'll answer that, Jim. What we extended to July 1st yesterday was the our CY20-12, which asked for social distancing in the community.
Oh, so it's not the.
This is regarding travel in and out.
Okay. I just wanted to do that. Well, I'll just reiterate. I agree again. I'll reiterate, but I think that we have to be responsible, and certainly nobody wants to be sick or cause anyone else to be sick. But it would be, seems to me like it's reasonable to put some intervals in there, maybe between now and July 1st. But that's what I would think would be a reasonable thing for us to do. And then people could say, well, okay, we're going to look at June 1 and say things are better. But truly, what Colleen said and Travis said, you know, those trump everything about the economics of it. But it would be helpful to, you know, like Kimber and myself. I mean, I'm here and I'll be here, but it makes it a little tricky to, if you have people already booked, of course, and then you start shuffling that around. So anyway, okay, that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Okay, Jan, I'll lower your hand and you're next.
Yes, good evening. This is Janusz Kunat. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah,
I can hear you.
I'd like to say a few things that I fully support, you know, doing some kind of long-term planning. Like July 1st sounds good, and I agree with Colleen. This thing, it's not going to go anywhere, you know, 6 months from here. Actually, there's more reports coming that how this thing spreads, that it might need 28-day quarantine, not 14-day, and it doesn't, the curve is going up, doesn't even flatten at all. And we get always the end of it. I think for the planning purposes, for everyone's best, it will be when the city will make the date, long date, like at least July 1st, where everybody can make their planning. I think the charter, you know, this is about the charter, mostly largest. I think the at least us and a couple other places already decided that they're going to be closed down. But the charter people lobbied the federal government. I think they already guaranteed some kind of relief money for the charter fishing charter industry. So, you know, I don't think they you know, charter industry has to worry much about it. I can supply, I think I supply Karen Platt that letter where I got about, you know, that particular issue. And I really thank you for, you know, thank you to Travis and you know, all, everybody that is doing, you know, best for the community to stay healthy. And I think, you know, the city government has to move, you know, and make the decision. It will be easier for everyone in the long term that we stay healthy. Thank you. Yeah, I think you should do the, you know, something official, like a letter. Would be easier for all the folks to cancel. Like we had, when we decided, you know, a long time ago that we're not going to operate, we had a trouble with certain bookings that we already had because there is nothing official. Nobody said that people cannot travel. And so we had to basically call everyone and ask them, explain the situation, explain that this is a little town, explain that there is no healthcare available, and people understood. And we most most of our people were kind and they canceled. They rebook somewhere or cancel, and there was no problem. If we had a letter like that from the city, it would have been much easier. Let's say the city said, you know, until 1st of July, there is no travel, and it, that would be it. You know, we just, the people can, wouldn't be complaining, you know, anything. So that letter, I think, is very important that will come out of the city. Thank you.
Okay, Jane only, I think you wanted to.
Yes, I'm going to agree with Jim and Kimber. I wrote the rumor mill so everybody knows where I stand. Safety is the most important thing. However, I feel very strongly, it's been a month since our world turned upside down. We've got the best minds in the whole world working on this. Let's not jump and close everything down till July 1st. Let's take it on a week to week or month to month basis and give everybody a chance to see what can be done, because amazing things have already come out of this. I just think we have to take time and let our scientists and our doctors work and rely on their judgment as to whether we should close down for whatever time. But as I say, as in my letter, let's keep people safe, but let's have a level head. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else on the line who wishes to offer public comment? Anybody online wishes to offer any additional public comment on CY20-13 regarding travel into and out of Gustavus?
I do. This is Amy. Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay, that's it's Amy again, and I did want to say how I totally agree with Janusz in that a letter needs to be written to businesses possibilities in this town. And I had a question. I know that there was a survey that went out to businesses here in town as to who was planning on being operating and who was not. I'd like to know what the results were. That would be a question for Travis. You're on mute again. Damn it.
Oh, Travis, did you have a response for Amy?
I can give a brief one, but honestly, the GVA would be the best one to do that. I just want really quick for everybody that's out there, if you guys have questions on anything that's going on, any operations, anything, you guys all have my phone numbers, they're posted everywhere, my emails. This isn't the forum for me to answer all of those questions, but I've got so many answers for your guys' questions. Please, within reasonable time, call me and I can answer those. I will open up a forum. I've already been chatting with Karen to give answers in a public forum, but I have lots of answers that I can answer for you people. Just call me. Facebook, and this is not the place I can answer those, but I do have a lot of answers for you. Please do that. I will open up a public forum. Go to Leah on that one. She's got a better answer. Sorry for not answering early.
I just want to say that how the language that the city uses is crucial to businesses as far as cancellation and rebooking policies. I did not answer that because I can't use the words that they used. It's not that I didn't want to help. It's just that they put me in a legal bind. More research needs to be done in how you use your words. And the fire chief needs to focus on EMS and fire and have somebody like Shelley Owens or somebody who knows how to run these things and knows the language over a whole big broad system, because Travis is going to have his hands full. So I'd like to see that change.
I would like to for us to focus on the resolution for our comments. If we can focus on this resolution, that's what we're doing. Karen just informed me that if folks on the line can't raise your hand to get recognized, if you use a cell phone or whatever, just come off unmute for a little bit. She'll write your name down and give it to me, and then mute yourself right away again. I'll try to call you. Okay, Leah, I lowered your hand and you should be able to.
Okay, can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, we can hear you.
I just wanted to answer that question of what the results were. This is speaking on behalf of the GBA. Respond to Kimber's comment. I agree with the. It was kind of a crude way of asking the question. Probably, yes, it could have been better written. It was just an initial response of asking businesses a questionnaire of who's planning, you know, given the information at the time, which was limited information, how many people would plan to work and how many operate their business in Gustavus. And who would plan not to operate given the circumstances. And out of that, so just to let everyone know, we have about 92 businesses in town, and many of those businesses responded saying that they were unsure of what they were going to be doing. The majority of the businesses said yes, they'll plan on coming as long as the mandates allow, and there were three businesses that said that given the circumstances at the moment and the writing on the wall for the summer, they feel that they will not be operating. So only three out of 92. Now, who those businesses were and the decisions. You know, there's quite a few people who were unwilling to respond because they didn't want for other businesses to look on them in a good way or in a bad way. So there was a lot of reluctance to answer, and there was also a reluctance of some of the within the three businesses that decided not to operate. They didn't want to disclose who they were. Actually, two out of three didn't want to disclose who they were at the time because they wanted to actually speak to the other businesses in town and let them know personally that they wouldn't be operating rather than hearing through the grapevine. We will be asking businesses again, and I'll think of a better way to ask that letter once we have an update in the mandates, just so that we have a kind of an idea of what people are doing. At some point, we will release who's going to be operating and who's not going to be operating, just so that, you know, businesses know which bed and breakfasts their guests can stay in and what activities, if anybody is allowed to show up, are available to people. So at this time, I can't tell you who's doing, who's closed for the season and who is thinking about being closed and who is on the fence, but that information will be released once I have the permission from those businesses to release that information. Thank you.
Okay, Ella. Ella, I lowered your hand. Do you have something to say?
Yes. Hi. First of all, thank you to Travis and Colleen for, you know, taking the lead and you know, doing lots of informative things for all of us and helping. I would like to say also that what Leah said will be very important to let businesses who are not here where everybody stands and what the community wants. Especially the people who are out of the state, they may be not aware of, hopefully they're following, but something official would be really nice, as well as something official, more official for people, all people who are entering Gustavus before they enter Gustavus. I appreciate what Colleen is doing and getting everybody informed once they arrive here, but it would be really nice for people to have something maybe before they get on the plane so they can make decisions, you know, before they get here. That's all.
Okay, Karen is warning me that we need to stay focused on this CY 2013 Rule 2 regarding travel into and out of Gustavus. Specifically, the evaluation that we started on the 11th, and we're going to finish up tonight. So, is there any public comment? Any additional public comment on CY 20-13 Rule 2 regarding travel into and out of Gustavus?
If it's all right, this is Jim Kearns. I have one more thing to add, if it's possible.
If it's related to this resolution, go ahead.
Yeah, it's totally related. So I'm just one of the things that that people would have to face with the resolution as it is right now is, like, a lot of people were booked, you know, like in November and December. And so then those people have already purchased tickets on the airlines. And I noticed that Alaska Airlines has a refund policy or a no cancellation or no change fee for flights that go up through May 31st, but they don't have anything for anything after that. So if we have people that put in then that and already purchased their tickets, then they have no option but to lose it unless they had flight insurance, I guess. But or yeah, I guess that's the only option that they'd have. But so that's just a thought. That's why I say maybe if we did something so we didn't just go all the way to July 1st, since you're going to be, we can reevaluate it, like on that, like was told to us on the meeting in May, it could be reevaluated then and see if it's still going to need to go that far. And then in the meeting in June, it could be reevaluated. But then we could at least, people could look at it and then that would give them a little more time to see if Alaska Airlines will change, because they obviously will do something if the state follows suit with what Gustavus is doing. So if that is clear, if you have any questions on that, just have somebody ask for clarifying. But anyway, that's one of the things I just wanted to mention on that. So thank you.
Okay, I have, Karen informs me there's three people that are flagging themselves. They want to speak some more. They've all had several comments already. So I'm going to go through them one by one here. Lori, do you have something that's specific to CY20-13?
No, Leah took care of answering the question. Both of us did the GBA survey and Leah covered it. Thank you.
Kimber, do you have any additional comments on CY20-13 regarding travel into and out of Gustavus?
I just want to, like Jim says, and everybody is, like I said, I don't think it's going to happen at all this season, but because of the legality of how we all book business and how we move business and how we can change things, that if you shut down and it forces me to cancel, I have to refund plus interest. It costs me a lot of money that I don't have. And so if you really need to get with your accountant and everybody about language, so you don't affect all these businesses in a way by use of language. I mean, there's ways to do it. But if you use the wrong language and force me into cancellation, then you've also forced me into bankruptcy. And that doesn't need to happen. So you need to be smarter about what you're doing. And you need to, have your attorney really working on this, or a tax attorney, because you are putting every business in this city at risk, at least in my kind of business, by the verbiage that you use. I'm sorry, I'm really emotional about this because I look at all the Facebook things and I'm like, well, I don't. But as a city, you need to be responsible. And you need to be fiscally responsible and use legal language, because if you don't, then you're going to be liable to everybody suing you. I mean, from whatever side. So that's my comment. I'm done.
Okay, next I have Jane Olney. Do you have a specific comment? 20-10.
Yes, I do. I just want to say one thing. If you go to July 1st, that means I have to come up the 1st of June, be in quarantine for 2 weeks, order my food, have my employees come up, and wait 2 weeks in quarantine. So think of the logistics. I don't know that any of this is going to happen. I want Gustavus to be safe, but we're also in business that we have to think of our guests. So when you make your decisions, it would be better for us if you could do this on a 2-week or a monthly basis rather than go to July 1st and have us have to cancel all of June now, with people that want to possibly rebook in July and August. We're just kind of in a, we're in a funny position. As Kimber said, I've taken an awful lot of deposits. I've paid a lot of taxes into the city that are paid this year. And if they come back next year, you guys aren't going to get any taxes from me for them because they paid them this year. So there's a lot riding on this. Be careful. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Kimber, you had another comment?
Yeah, I don't quite agree with Janie and other people. What I am saying is that the language needs to change to protect businesses, to protect our business policies. I don't want to bring anybody up here. I actually don't think I'll be able to bring anybody up here. And I'd be terrified to even think about doing it. I mean, even maybe August or September or October, maybe even next spring. I mean, but what I am asking is the city to talk with attorneys about language, about your language, about telling us to shut down. That's all I'm saying, is that when GVA called and said yes or no on cancellation, I said, I can't use that language. Because if I use that language, then I am actually owe more money to people than what they've sent me. I am down $720,000 right now. I am fucking drowning. And, but it's going to be okay.
Sorry, Kimber, I cut you off, but I would like to ask you to watch your language.
Whenever it goes, I never want to bring a client here. All I want you to do is use the right language in what you're saying so that it protects the businesses here. So if, at least for me, I don't know who anybody else, is that you say, are you canceling or not canceling? I can't say that word because it kills me financially. But and you don't have to give me a choice, you just can't use that word. So I think I want the city to work with an attorney that has the right words for people like us with cancellation policies, that we can retain a small deposit or move people to the next year. Because when you said cancellation, and all the people, my clients, are clued into you, they said, well, what they said supersedes what you have in your policy that we signed. So we don't owe you anything, and you have to send me back all this money. And I would love to give them all their money back, but you know, I'm $170,000 into the season before it starts. And so I at least need to keep $1,000 per person, but your policy and how you wrote it stops that from happening. So that's what I have to say.
Okay, Joe, I see you have your hand up. Do you have a question? One of the public testimonies?
Yes, if you can hear me. Kimber, what alternate word or words do you suggest or would help your situation?
I don't know.
Can you hear me? I can get my attorney. I mean, she was for my company she can give you the right words, but when she saw what came out from Gustavus, she told me not to it was a worry. It was a big worry. And then So I can call her tomorrow and ask what words. But what I'm saying is that you can't use the word cancellation. is the biggest worry.
Kimber, are you still talking about CY 2013, or are you talking about the GVA letter? Because we're on CY 2013 right now.
CY is that's about travel, correct? Never mind. Well, mute me.
Mute me.
Tom, I see you you're unmuted. Do you have a comment about CY20-3?
Yeah, I do. Hi, this is Tom Trawish again. I was on the call a week and a half ago listening to Hoonah's city council meeting, and they basically, I'm just throwing it out there, they had a 60-day extension or lockdown, 60 days resolution is what the resolution went forward 60 days. And then they had their scheduled meetings are once a week. So they were revisiting it every week, just as an option for people who would like to, you know, get updated as time goes on, which I understand. But so I don't know that, you know, July 1st is a drop dead date, but if a 60-day resolution is an option that, you know, we're going to do it for 60 days and then we're going to revisit it at meetings periodically within that 60 days and either relax or continue, you know, maybe extend something like that. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to make one more last check for any public comment on CY 20-13. We've been at this for an hour and 20 minutes. I just want to make sure we've got everybody covered. If you want to speak, identify yourself. Okay, I'm closing public comment on CY 20-13. It's now before the council for the debate and deliberation on this CY 20-13 rule 2 regarding travel into and out of Gustavus. Okay, Shelley, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Mayor. With regard to agenda item 10A, I move to amend City of Gustavus, Alaska Resolution 2013 as previously adopted by replacing it with the following amended substitute, Resolution 20-13 amended. And there is a, if Madam Clerk can pull up the second, yeah, she has pulled it up. I can see the amended version. and this is an earlier version of this. This is an earlier version, and I after talking with the fire chief and Councilman Taylor have made a few small changes that I will read when we're ready to proceed with it. So
I would second that motion for a substitution.
Council comment on the motion to substitute this amended version. Council comment. Go ahead, Joe. Joe Clark, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Alaska State has given our city Council wide latitude to impose travel restrictions into Gustavus. Since we do have that power, I suggest that at any given time throughout this travel restriction process, that the council have equal power to lift travel restrictions. The coronavirus picture has changed many times in the past weeks, and I think we as a council should also be looking for a light at the end of the COVID-19 tunnel. We may soon have rapid testing equipment. Hydroxyl medications could become available. The normal flu season is coming to an end with warmer weather, and that may be a positive factor with the coronavirus. No one wants Corona-19 in Gustavus because people might die. I submit that our businesses are people too, and their lives are being negatively impacted in ways that could be just as severe as the virus. With that in mind, the council should have the ability to act quickly in lifting restrictions. And Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to amend CY 2013, section 8, if it's Amy's version, and section 7, if it's the one on that was previously on the screen, to read that the mayor or city council will also have latitude to immediately lift travel restrictions as conditions change and as necessary. Thank you. Okay.
I would second that motion to amend the substitute.
Okay, it's Joe's amendment is according to the rules. His amendment now will have to be voted on first before we go to back to the amended motion. So we need to deal with Joe's amendment first. Did you send that language to Karen, Joe? Or Karen has it? I think you sent that to her already.
Yes, I sent it to her.
Good, thanks.
And Warner seconded Joe's.
Correct. We have you on that, Susan. What I'm trying to figure out is, I just want to make sure, Joe, that it's section 8 that you're talking about modifying, because that's the one that Shelley has as a potential replacement.
Yes, I'm suggesting section 8 because I think we're going to go ahead and pass Shelley's amended amendment, but I could be wrong.
No, under precedent, yours would come first because you're changing a piece of her amendment.
So I'm asking to amend this amendment.
Yeah, so that's where we're at. I have two hands up. Shelley, I see your hands up, but you've already commented, so I'm going to go to Mike first. I want to make sure that every council member speaks first before you. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If we don't choose to pass this amendment to the amendment, I certainly would suggest that that you commit to having on our agenda for every scheduled meeting between now and the expiration of this document, to just plan to have an update at that time and a reevaluation. That's all I had to say right now.
Okay, Brittany, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Joe Clark, would you mind reading your amendment one more time, please?
Yes, that the mayor or city council will also have latitude to immediately lift travel restrictions as conditions change and as necessary.
Thank you.
Susan, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a question of clarification on Councilmember Clark's amendment. That is an additional statement to the proposed substitute resolution. So it would be Section 8 plus the Clark amendment. Thank you.
Yes, that's what I intend. An added sentence to the end of Section 8.
Joe, do you have Joe V? Do you have anything you want to say?
No, not at this time.
Okay, before we circle back around to Shelley, I'm going to have my first say here. I'm a little concerned because I didn't see this version until late this afternoon, I think about 4 or 4:30. The latest version came in at 6, right before the meeting. It also had a letter that I was supposed to sign that is the first time I've seen that as well. Again, 6 o'clock, an hour before the meeting. Karen, can you go I believe it's the second page on that substitute. The second page of that substitute, there you go. I just wanted to be sure that we were using the same exemptions for essential services and critical infrastructure as was outlined under the governor's recent order that was modified. I think it was on the 9th, I believe, for the small community travel restrictions and exemptions. I wanted to make sure that those are the same as under the state, and I'm not sure that they are. Anyway, there's a bunch here that I'm just not comfortable signing off on at this because it came so late in here, and I got these outstanding questions that I'm trying to Okay, Karen just informed me that because we can't project this for everybody on the teleconference, that this is going to have to be read word for word into the record as the substitute amendment. I believe the maker of the motion on this should probably read this into the record.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Let's see, am I unmuted? Okay. For clarification, this was posted last night after our meeting. I had communications with Karen, so I believe that this version was posted by about 10 or 10:15 last night. There are four small changes that I made, and as I reach the changes, I will explain what. But after working with the fire chief and council member Taylor, that's why I've made additional changes. Okay, so City of Gustavus, Alaska, Resolution CY 20-13, amended. A resolution by the City of Gustavus regarding travel into Gustavus, whereas COVID-19 is a is it necessary to read the content which has not been changed from the content that is posted on Zoom?
Yes, because this is not an exact copy. This is different than what was published for the public. Okay. Record that was put out a week ago. And the late version that I saw came in at 3:00. I saw an early version at 10 last night, but there was another version here this afternoon.
Okay, all right, so I'll continue. Whereas COVID-19 is a respiratory disease that can result in serious illness or death and is caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus, a new strain of the coronavirus that has not been previously identified in humans and is easily transmittable person to person. And whereas on March 11th, 2020, the state of Alaska declared a public health emergency in response to the anticipated outbreak of the virus in Alaska. And whereas on March 24th, 2020, the City Council passed Resolution CY 2011 declaring a local emergency in the City of Gustavus in response to COVID-19. And whereas on March 27th, 2020, the State of Alaska issued Health Mandate 12, interstate travel, limiting travel between communities to critical infrastructure, critical personal needs, to go into effect on March 28th, 2020 at 5 p.m. and will be reevaluated by April 11th, 2020. And whereas on March 30th, 2020, the City Council passed Resolution CY 2012 mandating social distancing effective at 11:59 p.m. on March 30th, 2020. And whereas Resolution CY 2013 recognizes the provisions of Mandate 12 and incorporates its procedures to the greatest extent practicable. And whereas Gustavus is a community that is removed from the road system, has a population smaller than 3,000, and does not house a hub hospital managed by the tribal healthcare system, and therefore is a small community defined in the Alaska Small Community Emergency Travel Order issued in conjunction with COVID-19 Health Mandate 12. And whereas this resolution is similar to an emergency declaration and is reasonable and necessary under the circumstances to protect the public health, welfare, and safety in Gustavus, now therefore be it resolved by the City Council of the City Gustavus, Alaska. Section 1, this resolution may also be referred to as COG COVID-19 Rule 2. Section 2, orders for compliance with this resolution follow those issued by the governor and include the following parts, details which can be found within Health Mandate 12, Interstate Travel. Section 3, prohibition on travel. All travel into Gustavus, whether resident, worker, or visitor, is prohibited unless to support critical infrastructure or for critical personal needs. All persons traveling into the city of Gustavus by vessel or airplane must complete a Gustavus travel declaration form prior to or on arrival in Gustavus. Section 4, mandated quarantine for incoming travelers. With the exception of the travel exceptions listed in sections 5 and 6, any person traveling into the city of Gustavus by vessel or airplane, in addition to completing a Gustavus mandatory travel declaration form, shall self-quarantine for 14 days upon arriving in Gustavus and monitor for symptoms of illness. Quarantine applies to family members or others that share the residence of the traveler. A person may walk outside provided that they do not approach public places, do not come within 6 feet of another person, and according to CDC and state health guidelines, wear a cloth face covering mask at all times when they are outside of their designated quarantine location. Section 5, exemptions for essential services, critical infrastructure, and public health. Okay, this is, are we on page 2? The beginning of section 5 on version that is posted describes personal use fishing and commercially licensed fishing as critical infrastructure. This was, I drafted this yesterday after we received the first ADF&G public notice about critical infrastructure in fishing. I've deleted the first sentence in order to correct that based on the second notification that we got. So now we are, I'm back to reading, you know, what is posted on the on Zoom. People performing work necessary to critical workforce infrastructure or traveling to Gustavus to perform essential public health duties are exempt from the quarantine requirement, but are required to comply with all state health mandates and advisories. Exempt businesses with workers who travel from out of state or between communities within the state must submit a plan outlining protocols for avoiding spread of COVID-19 and submit the plan to ACCOVIDplans@ACCPrepared.com pursuant to the Alaska Essential Services and Critical Workforce Infrastructure Order and submit a copy to the City of Gustavus. Okay, this is in addition, this next sentence. In addition, the requirements of State Health Mandate 12, Attachment B, will be enforced in the city of Gustavus. This is the small community order that that was referenced by someone a few minutes ago. It is strongly advised that when not at work, personnel self-quarantine, avoid public spaces, and wear face masks when outside. Section 6, other emergency travel exceptions. This order does not prohibit or restrict the following emergency travel: emergency first responders, fire ambulatory services, and other similar emergency first responders, law enforcement acting within their official duties, and the State Office of Children's Services personnel responding to reports of child abuse and neglect and ensuring child safety. Section 7, orders for compliance with this resolution follow those issued by the governor and include the following parts. Details can be found within Health Mandate 12, Intrastate Travel, and Attachment B, Small Community, Alaska Small Community Emergency Travel Order, amended March 27, 2020. Roman Numer 1, all in-state travel between communities. Roman Numer 2, personal travel. Roman numeral 3, travel for critical reasons or critical personal travel exemption. Order applicability. In accordance with Attachment B, certain emergency travel is imperative during the COVID-19 pandemic for both public health and safety as well as community well-being. Therefore, the following order applicability is incorporated into this resolution. This order is applicable to Alaskan communities that are removed from the road system, have a population smaller than 3,000, and do not house a hub hospital managed by the tribal healthcare system. Small community travel restrictions and exceptions. A small community is as defined above may adopt travel restrictions that are more restrictive than otherwise permitted in Health Mandate 12. Duties of air carriers and other travel-related businesses. Air carriers and other travel-related businesses conducting travel to small communities shall inquire if travelers are permitted to travel under this order and shall rely upon a traveler's assurance that they are eligible to travel. Air carriers and other travel-related businesses shall have no other duty or obligation to verify that travelers meet the criteria for permissible travel under this order. Okay, and if Madam Clerk could move to page 3 on the screen. Okay, thank you. Section 8. The city mayor shall monitor state COVID-19 health mandates issued by the governor and health alerts issued by the public health authorities. This is new language, and apply them accordingly for the protection of the residents of Gustavus. Section 9, effective date and duration. This amended resolution shall be effective at 11:59 p.m. on April 14th, 2020. It will remain in effect until July 1st, 2020. The reason for the July 1st date is because the park is closed until July 1st, and that is why we established that date. They won't be having any tourism until then. This isn't part of the language, it's part of my commentary. It doesn't prevent us from having the opportunity to reevaluate this at any time. Okay, passed and approved by the Gustavus City Council this blank day of April 2020 and effective upon adoption. Calvin Caspit, Mayor, attesting. Karen Platt, CMC.
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
Let's see, are we to comment on Joe's amendment now, or where are we, please? I think you're on mute again, Cal. I'm sorry, Cal, we're not hearing you.
Mute myself. I'm sorry, I muted myself again. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, we had to have Shelley read her substitute motion into the record, so she just did that. We are discussing Joe Clark's addition or proposed addition. It has been moved and seconded, so we're discussing it now. But it would add to the end of Section A, the mayor or city council will also have the latitude to immediately lift travel restrictions as conditions change and as necessary.
Okay, with regard to that, I'm okay with an addition on that. But I think given the nature of concern for this and the involvement of the council, that it would be best if the council made a decision to do that. I think it makes perfect sense for you to monitor what's going on and pass on any additional requirements of new health mandates that may come out or adjustments to mandates. But with regard to say revoking all of this or changing the effective date or something, then I think that should be a council decision, please. That's all.
Any additional comment on the amendment? Go ahead, Shelley. You had your hand up first.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I absolutely agree with Councilman Taylor's commentary that this should be a city council decision. Otherwise, I support Joe Clark's amendment.
Go ahead.
I think you just called on me. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. I'm.
I have no problem with dropping the word mayor and just leaving it as council. I thought it would just give a little bit more latitude with mayor and council, but I have no problem with just council.
Susan, I keep seeing your hand come up and stuff. I'm wondering, did you want to comment?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I support Joe's amendment and Councilman Taylor's change to the council. Thank you.
So how do I handle that? Can I have... With consent of the second, he can drop mayor, right?
Yeah. You might want to give Joe Vander Zanden and Brittany another opportunity before the meeting will speak. So.
Okay, Karen just told me I should let make sure that Brittany and Joe Vander Zanden have a chance to speak on this.
Yeah, this is Joe. I was in favor of Joe's amendment and Mike's change that he suggested.
I don't have any additional comment. Thank you.
Okay, if the maker of the motion, the amendment, and the seconder, if they're both okay with removing mayor from that, I will scratch that out on the version here for Karen, and we'll make that the actual motion for amendment. That would save us some time, I think. Is that okay with the maker of the motion and the seconder? Basically, it would now read, the city council will also have the latitude to immediately lift travel restrictions as conditions change and as necessary, and that would be added to section 8.
The seconder approves.
I approve also.
Okay, are we ready for a roll call vote? Looks like we are. On the amendment to add to section 8 that the city council will also have the latitude to immediately lift travel restrictions as conditions change and as necessary. Karen, roll call, please.
Councilmember Owens.
Councilmember Owens.
Yes.
Mayor Cassapit.
Yes.
Councilmember Clark.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Councilmember Vander Zanden.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Cannamore.
Yes.
Councilmember Warner.
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. Now we're back to Councilmember Owens' replacement resolution.
Okay, we're Karen says we're back to the main motion to substitute this version for what has been previously signed and approved. Any discussion? Go ahead.
Okay. The purpose for making the revisions is that they got a lot of comment and concern about the conflict between references to Mandate 10, and there was some confusion. Tightened up and spelled out some information on Section 5 on page 2. Made it clear that the exempt businesses and workers would have to submit their plan, and directing them to where that safety plan has to be submitted. And then adding in the attachment B, which is the provision for the small community orders that give real direct and concise guidance on what can be done to protect a community. Specifically, there's a section that addresses the fishing industry. Let's see what else was changed. Just some things to kind of simplify it a little bit. And then in section 8, adding the requirement that following the mandates, the concern is that if some of the mandates were weakened, as long as we have the community small order in place, we can continue to require quarantine of people that come into Gustavus. So that's the reason for saying apply them accordingly for the protection of the residents of Gustavus. And that's basically the reason for revising and updating the resolution.
Joe, Clark, your comments?
Yes, the earlier information that was just given about the park is not offering visitor services until July 1st, but they are not closed. The VIS will be open for eligible visitors.
Any other council comment? Mike, go ahead.
This new version of the resolution strengthens our position for setting forth rules for travel into the community, particularly by as they may affect visitors coming in or some of the visitor businesses. It by referencing directly in the text some of the key material from the latest directives from the governor's health department. This puts us in good stead for for sending a letter to the various businesses and letting them know what our expectations are, and possibly publishing a travel advisory that puts those requirements in a succinct form on a single sheet or so. So I support going to this new version, and I think it will serve us well as we attempt to meet the expectations of the community. With regard to it does of course change the expiration date of this, but with the ability that we have, I think we all are committed to continually reviewing the situation at each meeting. And so if things really do change, and for some reason there's the opportunity for us to shorten the period on this, we can do that. Thank you.
Okay, Brittany, you're on.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to say thank you to Shelley and everybody who worked on this amendment to the resolution. I think that with the amendment that we passed for that Joe Clark proposed, I'd be okay voting yes on this.
Well, this is Cal. I just have one section, I guess it's going to have to be in a motion to amend, but section 7, where it talks about attachment B, Alaska Small Community Emergency Travel Order, amended March 27, 2020, that actually was amended April 9th, 2020. So we should probably have the latest amendment there, just to be consistent with the state. So I am going to propose an amendment to change section 7. It ends, basically says that the emergency travel order amended April 9th, 2020.
I second that amendment, Warner.
Be patient while I write this down for Karen. Sorry. So there's a motion on the table to change that date from March 27, 2020 to April 9th, 2020. I see Shelley's hand up. Go ahead.
I appreciate your correcting that. Thank you.
Any additional comment? We're on amendment to change, where the amendment on the table is to change section 7. The end of it would read emergency travel order amended April 9th, 2020. Any additional comment on that? Okay, I'll call for the question.
Councilmember Clark?
No.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Cassapit? Yes. Councilmember Warner?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Councilmember van der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Motion passes 6-1. Councilmember van der Zanden?
Oh, sorry, Mr. Mayor, you were on mute. I could hear you through Karen's computer, but we couldn't hear you very well.
Oh, I muted myself. I'm sorry. I was just explaining that what we have before us now is the amended, the substitute motion as amended with the Alaska Section 7 reading at the end, the Alaska Small Community Emergency Travel Order amended April 9, 2020, and that at the end of Section 8 has a sentence added that says that the City Council will also have the latitude to immediately lift travel restrictions as conditions change and as necessary. That is the main motion before us. Any additional comment from the Council, please? Okay, we're ready for roll call vote, I believe. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Vander Zanden.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Cannamore.
Yes.
Councilmember Warner.
Yes.
Councilmember Owens.
Yes.
Mayor Cassapit.
Yes.
Councilmember Clark.
No.
Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Motion passes 6-1.
Okay, that brings. Oops, I'm not unmuted. Oh, I am? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was unmuted. Okay, that brings us to the next item, item B. City of Gustavus Capital Improvement Plan for 2020 to 2025. I'll entertain a motion to put this on the table for discussion.
Mr. Mayor, this is Shelley.
Go ahead, Shelley.
At last night's meeting, I said that I would be bringing up three issues, the two resolutions, and then the travel advisory, and the travel, and those documents were sent out previously. You did receive, everyone on the council received it. There was, you know, final edits that were done at the last minute, but everyone has had an opportunity to review this, and at this point, and I've sent the motion to Madam Clerk on agenda item 10A. I would like to move to adopt the travel advisory and memorandum to business owners and operators as presented, and to direct the mayor to sign and send them to all entities who engage in business or provide services in Gustavus.
Warner
would second that motion. We don't have. Well, how are we going to handle this? This is not even on our agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I just would point out that I did send these documents over, and then I've work session, I requested a COVID agenda item, and then I asked, I said that I had three items and asked whether we could bring them separately or bring them as part as item 10A. So this has been brought to the council. The council has copies of these two documents, and I'm happy to read them into the record if that's necessary.
Mike, go ahead.
With regard to whether this is an agenda item, I agree it is a little stretch, but I still support doing it. I think it's an extension of the item that we just discussed, and it's on the same topic. And it also responds directly to some of the requests of people who commented tonight. So I hope that we could proceed with these two items and adopt the travel advisory, which sort of implements what's in the resolution and the letter as a draft for you to edit if necessary, but to send out to the various visitor businesses so that they know what our expectations are for them more clearly. So I hope we can proceed with finishing up this item by adopting these two documents. Thank you.
Karen has some questions as to what versions should be put up on the screen from the email from yesterday, Shelley. Also, a lot of this is kind of like administrative. Can't we just work on this? I can work with Travis and staff on this and get this letter out and get the restrictions worked out with Travis and staff and just put it out that way. Do we really need a motion to make that happen?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we do need to. I've been requesting a letter now for weeks, and I've worked with Travis today. I didn't mention Travis's name, and Councilmember Taylor. And this, of course, this letter is the product of Colleen Stansberry, and it's time for us to get this moving. As far as for Madam Clerk, the one that I sent out, I'm not sure. It would have come with the memorandum to business owners. So there would be two documents in the email that she received, and would be the ones that are the most most current.
Madam Clerk, I have it pulled up on my computer if that's helpful to you at all.
Okay, Karen missed the motion. So can you restate the motion? And then I thought I heard Mike second.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. agenda item 10A, and she should have it in her email. I sent it over looks like about 7:57 p.m. I move to adopt the travel advisory and memorandum to business owners and operators as presented, and to direct the mayor to sign and send them to all entities who engage in business or provide services to Gustavus.
Seconded by Warner.
And Mr. Mayor, it looks like I sent it at 6:02 p.m.
Okay, Shelley, I guess Karen said you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, you're muted.
Sorry, I was just talking to Karen. Karen said you're going to have to read it because it's kind of small on the screen. Plus, nobody's seen it.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure I've got the correct copy. Here. This one? Okay, thank you. Okay. City of Gustavus COVID-19 Travel Advisory dated April 15th, 2020. A national emergency has been declared due to the COVID-19 virus. In an effort to protect the public health of residents, the state of Alaska has issued a restricted travel mandate, and the City of Gustavus has adopted the following additional travel restrictions and mandatory quarantine rules. Bulleted 1. Travel into the City of Gustavus is restricted to those whose work is deemed essential and supports critical infrastructure or who are traveling for critical personal needs. Bullet 2, anyone traveling into the City of Alaska is required to submit a travel declaration to the state stating a reason for travel and the nature of your essential status. Bullet 3, anyone traveling into the community of Gustavus is required to submit a travel declaration and quarantine/housing plan with the City of Gustavus, gustavus.act.gov, 907-697-2707, Fire Chief, close parentheses, bulleted 4. Anyone arriving in Gustavus not actively providing critical infrastructure support is required to complete a 14-day quarantine period. Bullet 5. Anyone who currently resides in Gustavus or who has completed the mandatory quarantine period must observe hunker down and social distancing guidelines, open parentheses, City of Gustavus Resolution CY 2013, which is probably say amended, close parentheses. Travelers not deemed essential or supporting critical infrastructure. If your reason for travel is not as support for critical infrastructure or critical health need as defined by Alaska State and City of Gustavus COVID-19 travel restriction mandates, you should not travel until these mandates are lifted by the State of Alaska and City of Gustavus. Essential critical infrastructure travelers. If you are traveling to Gustavus as designated critical infrastructure personnel, you are not subject to strict quarantine guidelines while carrying out your critical work. However, in an effort to protect this community, you are expected to follow the quarantine rules when not engaged in essential activities. Bullet 1, avoid public areas such as retail stores, post office, and high traffic areas. Bullet 2, wear a face covering when you must be near others. Bullet 3, call the Gustavus Clinic if you begin to experience any symptoms of illness, 907-697-3008. Page 2, Madam Clerk.
Page 2.
Okay, thank you. Bullet, to the extent possible, avoid close contact with people you are sheltering with, even though you may be essential, your housemates are not. Residents traveling home from outside the community, you are not exempt from quarantine requirements. I'm gonna skip saying bullet. You are expected to adhere to all quarantine guidelines for 14 days. All people sheltering under the same roof are considered in quarantine. The only exception is to obtain necessary healthcare needs. A travel declaration to the City of Gustavus is required upon request for entry. A quarantine plan, which includes the physical address of your designated place of quarantine and your household members, is required. You are expected to remain in your place of quarantine except for times of activity slash exercise, during which you are expected to avoid public spaces or high traffic areas and trails. All people sharing the home you are sheltering in are also considered to be in quarantine and shall follow these rules. This is imperative to keep Gustavus virus free. Call the Gustavus Clinic if you begin to experience any symptoms of illness immediately, 907-697-3008. You're expected to refrain from personally visiting any public areas such as retail stores, post office, and avoid all public and high traffic areas during your quarantine. Community volunteers are available to shop, check mail, as well as provide other non-contact services to support you during your quarantine. Contact numbers and email addresses can be found in this informational packet. Out-of-state tourism-based businesses. If you own slash operate a tourism-based business in Gustavus, the City of Gustavus, Emergency Medical Services, and the Community Clinic, strongly urge you to postpone any travel to Gustavus until the travel bans are lifted. The City will monitor the situation closely and keep you updated. At the present time, the City of Gustavus and the Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve are suspending all tourism activities until July 1, 2020. If you must travel to Gustavus from out of state, you should be aware the state of Alaska will require documentation regarding your intentions. The City of Gustavus will require the following. Under the Alaska Essential Services and Critical Workforce Infrastructure Order, each business must submit a travel plan or protocol to, my copy dropped off the website. Let's see here. I think it was in blue ink, and it didn't print out. Oh, this is the copy. Interesting. Okay. I don't think it was in this document. Let me thumb through this.
It's just an email address, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an email address. It's the AK emergency preparedness site. I think it just didn't print off because it was in blue ink. Oh, I'm sorry, here we go. Okay, must submit to AK COVID plans at ac-prepared.com. Let's see, where am I now? Pursuant to health mandate 10 or 12 and provide a copy to the City of Gustavus, and the city will enforce the provisions of that plan. Under the Alaska Small Community Emergency Travel Order, (attachment B, to health mandate 12, each business engaged in fishing and in the fishing industry, including the fishermen, processors, guides, and transporters of the fish, as well as those under contract with the fishermen, processors, guides, and transporters for provisioning, must provide a plan for how they intend to quarantine personnel who develop a fever, cough, or shortness of breath symptoms while in the community. Each business shall provide to the city their plan for how they intend to provide their own medical evacuation. Each business shall provide a certificate of health screening and COVID-19 negative test results for each employee traveler 48 hours prior to arriving in Gustavus. Each business shall agree to further health screening and testing if requested by local health personnel or the City of Gustavus. Each business shall agree that all staff, guests, or agents shall wear face coverings when outside of the primary lodgings. Health Alert 10 issued April 3rd, 2020, Alaska DHSS. Thank you for your cooperation during this time of uncertainty and disruption. We have enacted these mandates for the protection of the people of Gustavus. We all hope that this public health crisis will resolve quickly so we all can resume our lives and livelihood. The mayor, City of Gustavus. And then I should probably also read the memorandum, which is a cover letter to this document. Mr. Mayor? Okay. And just so that people know, those last bulleted points are part of the State of Alaska Health Mandate 12 Attachment B order amended April 9th, 2020. Okay. So I'll go ahead, if okay, and read the memorandum since we've asked that this be adopted as well. Two seasonal business owners and operators from Mayor City of Gustavus, subject expectations for business operations during pandemic emergency. Then there are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are a number of, does Madam Clerk have, can she post the memorandum on Zoom? I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, if you're speaking, you're on mute.
Okay, Karen is trying to locate that memo.
Okay. How about I'll just continue reading then? The references are the Alaska Department of Health Mandate 10, dated Alaska Department of Health Mandate 11, Alaska Essential Services and Critical Workforce Infrastructure Order, formerly Attachment A, amended April 10th, 2020. Alaska Small Community Emergency Travel Order, Attachment B, amended April 9th, 2020. City of Gustavus Resolutions, CY 20, 12, and 13, amended April 14th, 2020. I'm not sure exactly. City of Gustavus COVID-19 Travel Advisory. Dear business owners and operators, this is a difficult time for all. The community of Gustavus is working hard to protect everyone in the community from infection by the COVID-19 disease. We have no cases within the community to date, and we are doing everything we can to assure that the disease does not enter and spread through Gustavus. To those ends, the city of Gustavus has adopted and expects all businesses to comply with requirements of the state health mandates issued to date and as they may be amended. Community members are cooperating by self-quarantining if they have traveled and by following social distancing requirements, eliminating social gatherings, minimizing trips to retail facilities and the post office, using recommended face coverings and occupied public places, and eliminating non-essential travel to other communities. We ask you to commit to doing your part to protect our community from contagion by adhering to the requirements of the referenced mandates and City of Gustavus resolutions and travel advisory. The city intends to enforce compliance to the greatest extent allowed under the state of Alaska law, as described in Alaska Essential Services and Critical Workforce Infrastructure Order referenced above. A list of key requirements applicable to seasonal businesses, such as charter fishing, is included in the referenced City of Gustavus COVID-19 Travel Advisory. If your business requires mobilizing staff and or clients from outside Gustavus, we strongly urge you not to attempt to operate your business until the danger of the pandemic is entirely past. We sadly doubt that safe conditions for operation will be reached before July 1, 2020, and perhaps not at all during summer 2020. We will advise you when the city has determined it is safe and resume seasonal visitor activities. Safe to resume seasonal visitor activities. We are sorry to have reached this determination because we normally welcome visitors in our community. We strongly believe our stand is vital to protect the lives and safety of our residents. Thank you for your cooperation.
Okay, Karen says this is time for me to take public comment on this. Okay, council comment. Tom, do you have something?
Yeah, I did, Mayor. At 6:30, I sent out some comments about the memorandum and the advisory. I didn't receive them until a little after 6, so if they were sent out earlier, I apologize for the late hour. I had a couple questions. I'm not sure about some of the references. For example, in the memorandum, it cites the Alaska Department of Health mandate. Is that the state of Alaska health mandate, or did I assume if it's Department of Health and Social Services? I don't know that the reference is correctly cited. There are other concerns, like the travel advisory. The first bullet says that if you're traveling into Gustavus, it's restricted only to the critical infrastructure and critical personal needs. But a couple bullets down later, we start talking about what you have to do if you are going to come into the city. So are we saying that you can't come into the city if you're not a critical need or critical infrastructure? Or are we saying that you can? This is part of the confusion we had with the CY 2013, where people didn't, it wasn't clear to them whether or not they could come in or if they couldn't. So, you know, I have some concerns about the way the two items are constructed. And I guess my biggest concern is whether or not we're facing any challenges or problems. And I don't know if the authors of these documents had had the city attorney review them. Given some of the comments we heard tonight, I think it would be advisable to ask the city attorney to at least review these in terms of any jeopardy we might be facing, or if there are any sections in these documents that he would recommend changes to. That's all I had. Thanks.
Go ahead, Mike. You were next.
I'm happy with assigning you guys to do minor edits on this that maintain the intent of the letter. For example, when I wrote that memorandum, I intended to put the dates of those two mandates on, and I neglected to go back and fill that in. And if you want to correct that that reference to the Alaska Department of Health, if you can make a more correct reference there, that would be fine with me. So I have no objection to edits done administratively before these are sent out. And if you feel it's, I also don't have a problem with the city attorney looking at them first and advising you accordingly. But Colleen wrote the travel advisory, and I thought did an excellent job. If there's some minor things that don't change the content of that substantially, then it's probably fine with me. Thanks.
Okay, Karen informed me that I missed on public comment. I missed, who did I miss?
Whitney.
Well, Whitney, I'm sorry, I missed Whitney on public comment. So I'm sorry, I'm gonna have Whitney, go ahead.
Trying, can you, hold on. Can you hear me?
We can hear.
The park is not planning on closing until 7/1. It's only closing for cruise ships. And so I think you've got mixed up language in there. So, and then you've not defined needs.
Whitney, I don't want to cut you off, but you were muted in the beginning. I think we missed part of what you said.
You can hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, so both in CUI 2013 and these, you've defined quarantine in a way that's not congruent to how the state has defined it. So in everything that the state has put out, you have to be as rigorous, if not more, and you've opened up opportunities for going outside that the state has not put into their definition. So I think that's a liability of what you've just passed and in these memos. The park definitely is not suspended tourism until 7-1, and so that is not correct in those memos. I've put in the link as to where the definition of the state definition of quarantine is. I'm frustrated that there was no public comment on the amended CY 2013, because you also did not define critical needs. And that was part of the problem with the last one, is that no one knew what critical needs were and people were choosing what their critical need was. So that's about what I have to say.
Any additional public comment?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, this is Colleen. I have my hand up.
We thought you were Shelley. Go ahead, Colleen.
Okay. So, I guess I would start by saying I'm not surprised that the city administrator has issues with this, because he has not wanted to act on anything COVID related. He wants to wait until the first case. He seems to be more concerned about money than he is about people's lives. So I'm not surprised to hear his deliberation about this.
Colleen, please, I don't want to have any kind of personal attacks right now. We don't need that right now.
Mr. Mayor, this is not a personal attack. I am saying this is my observation. I'm not attacking him. I'm saying that I'm not surprised to see his comments. Now, I would like to say that anybody on this council, I would welcome you to write a travel advisory and a cover letter. That's fine. But I've been asking for weeks for some leadership on the council to write something like Can you hear me now, or did you mute me?
We did.
So here's the deal. You guys can dither about this. You can send it to the lawyers. The language that is in the travel advisory comes straight out of the state and Gustavus resolutions. I have worked with three council people. I have worked with Travis on this. It's not coming out of thin air. It did not come from leadership, but leadership did not really want to do this. That's why I took the initiative to do this. I'm not saying it's the best thing, Madam Vice Mayor. Maybe there's a better way to do it. But if you wanted to do it, this is an imperative thing to have done in the next few days to get out to businesses that are planning on coming here.
Any additional public comment?
Mr. Mayor, this is Jane Sheehan. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
I have a question. Should this be, this COVID-19 stop all business this year? From this resolution that I see, it looks like I cannot come up and check on my building, my property. Is this true? Even if I follow all of the directives about quarantining and so forth, it looks like only emergency people could come in. Would you please address this? Thank you.
Shelley, you want to address that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Janie, it is not my intention, it never has been my intention, to block, totally block everyone from coming in here.
That's good because I am a resident up there.
Okay, if there's no additional public comment, I want to take it back to council deliberation and action. Go ahead, Brittany.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, Shelley and Colleen and everybody who's worked on these documents, thank you. I know that it's not easy. We're all under a lot of stress. I do have a question that Tom also was a little bit confused by with the travel advisory. From the beginning of this, I read it as we would be restricting only those who are deemed essential and supports critical infrastructure or who are traveling for critical personal needs to come into the city. And then on the second page, it references residents traveling home from outside of Gustavus. So Shelley, I was just wondering if you could help clarify that for me, because it feels a little bit confusing.
Okay, sure. I'll ask Colleen to kind of help me out here too. We're dealing with a couple of different orders here. We're with different mandates. The references to the allowing people to return home is from the Alaska Small Community Emergency Travel Order Attachment B. So there is a generalized, you know, prohibition against non-essential travel with exceptions for critical infrastructure, workforce, and essential travel and personal needs. And then there's also a small order that allows us to impose additional restrictions on people traveling. And we have, let's see, is that correct?
We could change this. I don't have any problem in acknowledging your confusion and your concern, Madam Vice Mayor. And we could certainly add something in that first bullet that is critical infrastructure, those who are traveling, residents who are traveling home for critical personal needs, or just say critical personal needs and residents who are traveling home, because that is addressed in the second page. So I wouldn't have any trouble adding that onto that. I think that's a valid confusion.
Okay, we're having some issues here. First of all, this is supposed to be for council deliberation right now and debate on the motion that's on the table, which is to approve these and send these and have me sign them. That's what the motion is on the table for this stuff to be sent through. And we're down to like 20 minutes before I'm at the 10 o'clock limit again. So we need to come to closure on this. There's still six more things on the agenda. Mike, go ahead.
I just wanted to respond to the concern of Janie. The state mandates allow owners of businesses to come and attend to their businesses. Of course, they have to meet the various travel requirements and quarantine and so forth, but they are allowed to bring staff in under the state mandates to check on the business, make sure that utilities are all fine and that sort of thing, even if they're not operating. Secondly, the part of the idea or the value of having this travel advisory is it's intended to put the expectations in one succinct document. So somebody doesn't have to read all the way through all of our resolutions and so forth. This is a handout, whether you're a resident or a business owner or whatever, this tells you what the expectations are. And the memorandum was intended to go to those seasonal businesses, many of whom the operators are not in Gustavus, and to let them know what our expectations are and to alert them to the requirements for operating their business here this summer. Thanks.
Joe Clark, go ahead.
I want our business owners to have a heads up before they ever come here. My only issue is similar to Tom's. I don't want these letters to be used as any sort of legitimate grounds for a lawsuit against the city. So I'd just like the city attorney to give it a quick once over if he can, and then put it back up to us. That's all I had to say.
So what is the wish of the councils? What is the wish of the council? What do we want to do with this? Mike, go ahead.
Mr. Mayor, once again, I think you can, within the intent of our motion, unless Shelley feels differently, you can take these documents and make have them reviewed quickly, if you can, very quickly, I hope, by the city attorney. And if he sees something that is really a red flag, then edit the document to make sure we address that. He has our concerns in heart too, just as we do. And then I trust you guys to administratively complete these and put them into use. But I urge you to do it as quickly as possible. Our public is demanding this, and I think rightfully so. Thank you.
I agree with that too.
Okay, I see Colleen's hand up. Is that Shelley who wishes to speak?
Yes,
Shelley,
it is.
If you wish.
I'm concerned about any additional delays. I would like to go proceed with the motion. If the motion fails, then we do some edits and get the attorney involved. If the attorney's involved, if this, I want to see the document before it goes out. And I want to participate in any discussion with the attorney. And I think we need to do it this week.
So what is the wish of the council? Do you want, I'm at a standstill now where we're going. Do we need to vote on approving this or what?
I say call for the question.
Brittany, go ahead. You have your hand.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't feel comfortable voting for this at the moment. I would also like to see it go to the attorney as soon as possible, and just have him give it a once over, or maybe even a twice over. I don't think this is something that we should rush. I do think it's incredibly important, but I want to get it right, and then I'd be happy to vote on it.
Susan, go ahead. You had your hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I support the urgency of getting a letter out to businesses immediately so that they know what our expectation is. This is not rocket science. It's if you come here, you will self-quarantine for 14 days. If you bring staff here or visitors here, they will be quarantined for 14 days. That's it. It's no biggie. Let's get it done and get it out there. So, you know, I would support forwarding this, you know, approving this document with the proviso that within the next 7 days we can have Whitney and Tom and Shelley and the attorney and anybody else who wants to do some additional tweaks, like Councilman Taylor. I trust you guys to figure this out about what we should say, but I totally support the urgency of getting it out right away.
Okay, we're going to call for the, I'm going to call for the question then. Karen, roll call vote, please.
Okay, Vice Mayor Cannamore.
No.
Councilmember Owens.
Yes.
Mayor Cassapit.
No.
Councilmember Warner.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Councilmember van der Zanden.
Yes.
Councilmember Clark.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 5-2.
Still should go to the attorney, I think.
Okay, so the motion passes, and we'll be sending out those.
Can you see my screen?
Yeah, I see.
Okay. Oh, I'm not muted anymore.
Okay, next on the agenda is City of Gustavus Capital Improvement Plan 2020 to 2025. Go ahead, Mike.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the City of Gustavus Capital Improvement Plan for 2020 to 2025.
I'll second. It's been moved and seconded to approve the City of Gustavus Capital Improvement Plan 2020 to 2025. I would, at this time, I'd invite public comment on our capital improvement plan for 2020 to 2025. No public comment on the capital improvement plan for 2020 to 2025. It's now to the council table for deliberation. Any council members want to discuss? Go ahead, Mike.
I'm sorry, I missed what, I wasn't asking to comment. Were you calling for a vote already?
No, I was asking for a council comment and deliberation on this.
I didn't have any comment to give at this time. Thank you.
Okay, Susan, did you have a comment?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I do. I have two questions. Question one is, do you have any plans for generating new revenues to pay for these 2020 listed projects, or do you intend to cover the $238,000 in expenditures out of existing funds? That's question one. And question two is, how closely does this list of expenditures correlate with the priorities provided for us in the recent citywide online survey of the citizens' most important ranking for infrastructure developments? Thank you. I gave the text of both those questions to Karen.
Okay, Karen just informed me we're getting close to 10. Is there interest in suspending the rules so that we can go past 10, or do we want to reset?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to suspend the rules and keep the meeting going.
Is there any objection to suspending the rules and continuing on past 10? If there's any objection, please state that.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I object. This is Shelley Owens.
Okay, we are, we will not go beyond 10, and we, Karen, can we recess until tomorrow again, or do we just put this on to the next?
Put it on the back burner.
There's nothing urgent.
There's nothing urgent.
Okay, I was talking with Karen, and I will entertain a motion to postpone the remainder of this agenda to the next council meeting.
I second that.
I need a motion.
I would make the motion. This is Councilwoman Warner. I would make the motion to postpone the rest of this agenda to the next council meeting on May 11th. 2020.
Second that.
Okay, I'm sorry, Susan, but Karen was trying to write that motion down. Can you repeat it again?
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Mayor. I move to postpone the remainder of the agenda to the next general council meeting on May 11th.
Thank you, Susan. I think Karen got that. Thanks. And it's been seconded by Joe. Any debate on the motion? Okay, unless there's any objections. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd be in favor of this, but I wonder is there a possibility that if we decided we had to move one of these things, like one of the RFQs or something, we could call for a special meeting, I think, and pull any of those items up to an earlier date if you thought that was important in order to move those projects forward. Thanks.
I'll work with staff, and if we need to have a special meeting, we'll do it. I just wanted to mention before too long too, is that the funding arrangements for all these CIP projects, those come at a later date when we actually approve scoping documents and actually approve money to be spent on capital improvement projects. This was not a funding exercise. This was just to approve projects to get developed for eventual scoping and eventual funding. So this wasn't really a funding issue at this point. It was just approving projects to go forward. Anyway, with that, if there's no objections, I'm gonna ask for unanimous consent to pass Councilwoman Warner's motion to postpone the remaining agenda items to the next meeting. And if I need to have a special meeting for any of this other stuff, we'll. So I'm assuming there are no objections to postponing the remaining items. Hearing no objections, we're adjourned for the night, and we'll see you next month.